cabbage, you not Sardinia, which I this part with in the first week and second week, you know, because this is important. You know, in the next, I'm not sure, this 2-year program, so almost all courses use cabbage delivery. So there are so-called announcement form. Sometimes if some things or example or questions, specification is not clear enough or get wrong, with announcement over there. Also, there are no questions. If you have questions, your fellow classmate can answer you. I can answer you as well. Professor Huanzhen, he will not here, but he will, you know, do one tutorial session running by him. He's local. So most cases, you know, in terms of your assignments, marketing and stuff, you should probably talk to Professor Huang. This is, you know, a seminar like, where first the source you should to check with the cabbage. Then I'm Wei Fa Liang. This is my email address in Dengguan. I think I'm not checking daily. Typically, maybe every second day to check about that. Professor Huang Zhan is here, so the most admin issue you should send email to him. In terms of cost enrollment, I'm not sure, maybe not like in Hong Kong, in the lecture, maybe some students may not need a pre-record or need a lecture approval. But here, your admin in this year is managed by Dengguan Conference, not me, right? So the tutor, after the, every Thursday, we have 2-hour lecture. After 2-hour lecture, one is 416, one is 417. So I run one group and Professor Huang run another group. We use the same material, same question set. So all of your assignments, project, essay marking will be done by Professor Huang. In terms of project, I currently have the finite Google market. If Professor Huang may not enter the market, I mean, with my PhD student, Zhang Yi Zhong, in Hong Kong, he will market. Certainly, in terms of that project, you have disagreement, you will contact him through the email. If Professor Huang able to do that, maybe I do not use project job. So in terms of assessment, this course final exam is 70%. So that means you whether you successful pass course or failure, your final exam is very crucial. Also, final exam is compulsory. So you cannot say, oh, I attend the final exam, but I want to pass. Certainly, if you have some circumstance beyond your control, sickness, you know, for example, a traffic accident, so you need the medical attention. In that case, you need a doctor certificate. So we can give you a recap, maybe after the exam, 2 or 3 days, you need a report to the university. University forward your request, I approve them and give you a makeup. Okay. Otherwise, if you miss in the final exam, you fail your course automatically. That's clear. So, how you can pass the course? You know, we have two components. One is the coursework, basically, 3 assignments, 1 SA, 1 group project. So, this worth 30%. Okay? So, your final exam is 70%. But in the end, you reach at least 35 marks. You know, assessment mark plus, but pass the 35, that means you pass the course. Different with mainland, you know, pass here 60. 60 basically your final report is worth 7%. Your group project, this is a socket program. So if I just want to know how many of you already done underlayer in your undergraduate study? If you done this, your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, less than 10. All right. So I'm not sure. Some universities here, already have some program part, but most here is a simple. You create a web service for customer or something like that. We give you certification. You just implement the major functions service. All right. In terms of the project, basically encourage teamwork. You have two people work together. You maybe have different opinions. How you compromise with each other. Sometimes. But one issue I have to say, this is you find your problem. Okay, not official. I never just work with you. So in the end, the mark is your project. You only submit one report. This report mark, for example, you got 6 points. So that means each of you 6 points. In the past, we do have a student say, "Oh, we work together. Then I'm very lazy to do nothing. Most job done by me. Whether I can get more credit." But if you do a group project, success or failure. Success, you both share the success. You failure, you both experience the failure. So in that case, you get the same mark whether another guy is work hard or lazy. Okay. So some cases say, "Oh, I prefer doing it by myself." So individually. So if you do by yourself, that's okay. So that's why we say the group size up to two, not more. All right. This is about the group project issue. So this is just a temporary scheduling because I haven't got the timetable. Because here and Hong Kong is different, public holiday and different. So roughly we arrange is first assignment due is before. Every assignment due is Sunday midnight 11:59 p.m. You submit your job by that point. Certainly some students say, "Oh, my internet broken down." So you can allow submit until next morning 4 a.m. Okay, just with no deduction. If beyond that point, okay, for example, Monday morning 9 a.m. you submit, you have the penalty applied. Maybe it's 20% deduction. You save the money after the official deadline passed. In principle, no market will give me. Okay, so this is the rough indicator. So you can see week 10, week 12, week 13. So when you are reaching the end semester, you're supposed to workload become very serious because you need a systematic apply knowledge you learn in this semester to do something, not just in this, but every other project. You should be on the similar workload. So you need to have some expectation during this. Final exam is written exam. Like you said here, you put a paper, so you need to 2 hours arrangement. So then we talk about the assignment. Each assignment, once received, you typically 1 or 2 weeks marking. I'm not sure in Hong Kong, usually about 5 or 6 tutors have the marking about 200 students within 1 week. Here, just one person maybe take a little bit longer. So once finish marking, you can see your mark in the Canvas. Each assignment, you can see your mark. And also, I encourage you to use electronic marking. So you can access the marked paper. In that case, also I give you solution, different solution. Certainly, that solution is not unique. You may have your solutions, right? whether you can resolve your dispute. If you both insist, okay, he says it's wrong, you say you are correct, so then you send an email to me. I'm the final judge, you know, whether a few you mark bad or maintain as is. Also, the further production says that this is, you know, not according to this question, properly answered. That's the procedure. So this is the entire flow chart you should follow. You know. One issue is your you know, appeal should be done within 2 weeks after announcement solutions. From that day start, you count 2 weeks. So in the past, we have student, okay, I do nothing to do that. In the end, final exam already done, or the practice mark, I got a 59, whether I am able to get a 60, but my this assignment is marked, you know, give me less mark. This kind of things, we do not care, do not deal with at all. So each time you're doing finished assignment marking, you know, once the announcement, you should down within 2 weeks, okay? In 2 weeks, we will resolve the difference, you know, the dispute. Otherwise, no further continue to the end of the semester. All right, so I think most of you should be from computer science. You know, usually master's student maybe is from different areas, chemistry, physics, or math, you know, whatever. So in this case, the pre-record we require you have basic programs here, not very sophisticated, but you able to master one advanced language. If you say, because this master from undergraduate, you also take a program language course in this semester you can take. Alright? So typically you guys are maybe familiar with Python, Java. Some of them maybe use C and C++. Why C and C++ is dominant? Because internet started from the mid-70s. At that time, you know, the people use C and C++. C++ to deliver A. So that's why most of the source code so in terms of academic honesty or integrity, okay, don't cheat. Okay, so your parents pay your heavy tuition fee. You know, you come here, you try to learn something, you can find a decent job. You know, you pay the money, you cheat it, you got nothing. You know, you do work, you do nothing, right? Do not cheat it. One issue, do not copy code or solution from your classmate or good friend, okay? So even the third party sources, including the ChatGPT. Certainly, when you write the essay, you know, in the past, some students just copy from the internet through the ChatGPT. If you're doing ChatGPT, you know, the marker can do similar way, can double check. They have quite two or three kind of software is able to check it whether you copy someone else. So if you turn plagiarism, okay, I give to him, so whether I start, you are the same candidate, okay? Whether you give that student a favor or that student you know, pay you or not, so then you're getting the same kind of penalty, okay? The plagiarism is not good, not just said for your in this course, actually, in the future, in your rest of life, is your personality, your moral, ethnic, bad things. You must train you from very young start. You know, this is basic enough. So the typical case is usually we report to here haven't from the department yet, but there's an organization in this part. Maybe if you sell this one, maybe go through the committee make the final decision on that. So another issue is for course attendance. Because each week is just running 2 hour lectures, you know, one tutorial. So if you just say I attend a lecture and attend tutorials, you know, spend a minimum amount of time in assignment, you can pass the course. But I'm not guarantee you, you know, you will come and reach out to you. job, because you need to participate each semester in order to your four courses. So something is very important in your initial plan, all right? So you're supposed to participate in the class as much as possible. This is a two-way street. So you have questions, the lecture may be more interesting to teaching you. If you do not want to participate, the lecture may be also lost your confidence in you. Alright, this is about logistics. Do anyone have any question about this? If you have, just ask me. So, no question. Okay, good. Okay, today we talk about what's called the computer networks and the internet. This is the course title. Actually, basically we adopt the computer networking, a top-down approach. This is typical, most universities adopt this one. Like 10 years ago, I think in Milan, they have maybe had someone is Andrew Kalaban is original. So most is this one. This is version 7. The updated one is version 8. But I'm not sure there are hard copies. We have quality copies. Have cheap. You can download from elsewhere. If there are a Chinese translation, maybe it's version 5 or something. So I suggest you maybe have one of these versions, not necessarily updated, because the later version just adds some new stuff, not cover you can do that. Today lecture, what we do, we basically is give you a big picture, okay, not that it's specifically precise, global things, but doing a generic terminology in terms of the computer networks covered in this course. So more for each terminology, each concept or approach will be detailed in the later lectures. So how we introduce these terminology stuff, we will use internet. Actually, computer network initially from earliest from 1969, but in the DARPA, American military organization started deployed in 1973 from the LA to the San Francisco and at that time it's New York together. So what's today we were talking, we are, as mentioned, is terminology. So relatively a little bit easy, no much detail in the past, but you need simple calculations. So what we have what's called internet, what's called a protocol. So network typically partition two parts, one is so-called network A. In contrast, is network core, and then how to measure the network performance, you have metrics, right? So the metrics include packet loss rate, delay, end-to-end delay. So what's many users send request for service, how many of them successful? So this is so-called throughput. So then we talk about the internet structure. Internet is a very sophisticated system. So in this sophisticated system, you cannot solve all problems once. So the simplify is modularized, for different modules. Each module focuses on a specific service or a set of services. So that's we will talk about the service model, multiple layers, each layer which protocol should be adopted, how to design that. So we start with what's called internet. Okay, so you can say we talk about computing. So this piece of software, it will run in your device. That's your computing device. The typical like you bring your laptop, iPad, this one like intelligent traffic light. So usually the traffic light is set alone for 5 minutes, 5 seconds is red, then turn yellow, then turn green, maybe it's 10 seconds. So if in this direction there are no car or no everything there, so you may not turn green rather than just keep red and then another direction go through. So this is a modern metropolitan smart. So in that case, this is not just that you have you control and send a signal to the base station, and base station send it to the local maybe server processing to make a schedule. This is your mobile phone. This is optimal driving. Sometimes we call it non-human manipulating vehicle. So the vehicle that have plenty of cameras, sensors. So this data is either sent to base station or sent to roadside and unit for processing. Okay. So this is also the computing unit. So like your refrigerator. So you make a refrigerator in stored chips. So you work from many miles away, maybe for example 40 kilometers in your home. So in your office, you can use your mobile phone, connect the internet, instruct your refrigerator, particular meat, keep freezes. When you get home, you can cook it immediately. So all of this is become an end device. Sometimes we call it host or end system. Right? They able to run apps, able to receive things and do modification, able to send something. So they put it together, okay, use this part is the wider link. Actually, you can see like cable, optical cable collect a different side, or not is you can visible say like your mobile phone, whether you have 4G signal, this is a wireless one. So the satellite, specifically the high end, lower end. So the satellite send you the laser beam. Laser beam is kind of transmission. So all of these, as long as they are able to carry your signal and data, that's collection in a wire or a wireless one, then it's okay. So all of them form together, so then you form informally of the internet. So this is two typical items. If you already done computer networks, you should know already. This circuit and the cross we call the router. Okay. So this so called router, basically, in your home, you subscribe the internet service, right? So ISP, internet service provider. So that means all customers by this ISP supposed to run your data or your receive things through that particular gateway or the gate is a router, okay? So this means from a worker to outside world to connect the internet to rest of the world through the room. The square and the cross, this means switches. Okay, your local, like a CPU, here you have many, now it's very small, you have many factories, each factory under this, they have many different departments. So in that case, you just a single, every direct connect, maybe not good. So you scaffold, you put an expanded base, collect much more user like students. You have, for example, 1,000 students, each student have terminal. So in that case, you maybe have multiple switches located. Okay, here this is enterprise, university, you have two switches, right? So side and you deliver a piece to this side, right? Suppose you have something connected. As we mentioned that this is a wire, that's one. This is a cable, for example, running is the optical one. The early days is a copper cable, that's right? The only Ethernet back in the 80s, 90s, is something like that. So this is a 4G signal, that's right? In your home or in this room, we have Wi-Fi, that's right? So Wi-Fi and this 4G, all this wireless radio, you couldn't say that it's running in a certain kind of frequencies, all right? So all of these things, sometimes we call the transmission rate or bandwidth capacity. Transmission rate is when you send a file, okay, so internet, say every second a file megabit, sometimes 3 megabit or 512K bit, etc. So this is rate. But in terms of cable, or you know, this is a total thing, sometimes we call it capacity, communication capacity. Our bandwidth, our bandwidth is different from humanity. It's exactly the same. If you say, I use this cable, you have four capacity, means the transmission rate is the maximum this cable able to provide. So what's called networking? Okay, each of this shadow area is a kind of network. For example, this is typical your home network. You have so-called a home router, is right? So that you collect your laptop, your refrigerators, your iPad, your mobile phone, etc. So all of your data received or your send up in the end goes through a router. This router typically is your ISP, Internet Service Provider, okay? So this one, for this one, now this is compilations. For example, this is a medical vehicle, this is a traffic light. So all of this one through this base station connected from a network. But go to the rest of the world, to the Internet, through this router, okay? So this one is usually called local grid. The grid not really is a grid, okay? So that is nowadays things. So this typically very large scale, very sparse deployed. This is for example in China, you have many gateway like in Shanghai, in Guangzhou, Beijing, Xi'an, Chengdu, etc. So not every you know frequency you have certainly you have the difference. Very large scale, you know, the entire region like you know Eastern China region and the Middle East middle and west. So your area you have sometimes you call it gateway. So this one deployed very sparsely. So sometimes called the grid, okay, according to geographic location and population, how many people make use of it, all right? Also, like here, this is a data center provider. So the data center, because you sometimes like Google, you know, the Amazon Web Service and Microsoft Azure. So that's globally people use that. So you typically not just a single, you know, the router, maybe have multiple ones, make people able to access your data centers. This is so-called enterprise network or company, like university, like CTU is right. So you can see the switch locally, you have multiple one, so you have server. So, but going outside to the router, this is like a gate, okay, from your home, go out to the internet. So from outer side, you know, you receive things also through this gate. So the basic unit, this one we call the access network. So are consuming electricity. Your peak theory, for example, in the morning, in the middle, in the noon, or in the evening, people take a shower and everybody wants to use electricity. So they charge a very high price. But if you you know, wash your clothes in the midnight from 11 p.m. to the next morning, 4 a.m., so then the electricity is very cheap. So how to do that? This so-called smart meter, to calculate which kind of stuff you use. Another issue, in terms of company, we collect how much electricity you consume, gas you consume. The old way, go to your house or in your after, in your ward, you have the meter, your phone, keep a record and doing things. But in this case, you just drive your car, that device send you signal, automatic reading to the car. The car, the computer can record, then send you electricity bill, so much easier and save a lot of effort. This one toaster, some of you already used in the past. Okay, take one or 2 minutes. Sometimes you click, then pop up. So maybe it's already like this, not edible. So if this have simple chips control, the temperature around certain point, it automatically turn off and pop up. So that's is the device, is the applications. So now to get a conclusion, what's called internet. Internet means a network of network. So the name seems strange. First of all, many small networks like here, this just using the base station from our network. This is your household, is right, from our network. This is our organization, university or something from our network. This is service provider data center from our network. All of this now, this is a global one, for example, nation to nation gateway from across network, is right? So all of these different ones connected together either through wired cable or using a wireless radio or using a satellite like using a laser beam, etc. So connected together. This form so called internet means every end device you can access every other connected devices in this network. So that's called internet. Certainly this is a generic term, but certainly not every device will collect the internet you're able to access. For example, in university, like your student record system, your marks and stuff, your personal information, academic stuff, salary stuff, not everybody in this university able to access, rather than certain group of people can do that. Alright, so that's called the internet. Then we called I just ask you guys whether you want to perform within 1 hour and take 10 minutes rest, then come back, or I just run nearly 1 hour 45 minutes, then finish. Which do you perform?
Well, all and then break.
Not have break, is right?
We need a break.
You need a break?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then maybe we just 9 past 8 past 9 past 9, we come back.